In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The text for the homily is Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 to 9, just read. According to the Hebrew text, Genesis 11, 1 to 9 is a textual unit that was incorporated into the Hebrew Bible after the flood and before the call of Abram. Genesis 11, 1 to 9 provides the biblical answer to the question, where did all the languages and dialects come from? After the flood, Yahweh had blessed Noah and his sons and had said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Our text indicates that the people of that day, referred to English translations as earthlings, descendants of Adam, Adamites, decided that they knew better than Yahweh. They resolved, let us build for ourselves a city and a tower. Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth. In their rebellion against Yahweh, the earthlings made use of technical advances of their day. They used baked bricks instead of rocks, and bitumen or tar for mortar. Through his use of the divine name Yahweh, Moses indicated that he understood that Yahweh, the covenant God, was even then in control of the situation. Yahweh observed, Yahweh came down, Yahweh confused the ability of the people to understand one another. Yahweh scattered the earthlings and returned them to his plan. Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 to 9 is the Old Testament lesson assigned for the day of Pentecost, which will be observed by many liturgical congregations on Sunday, May 23rd. In this context, Genesis 11, 1 to 9 becomes the backdrop for the events of the first Christian Pentecost. In the New Testament, the covenant God has revealed himself as three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Father determined to save people from their sins through his Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ fulfilled the Father's plan through his perfect substitutionary life, his suffering, his death on the cross, his rising from the dead. According to the Gospel for the day of Pentecost, Jesus promised to send the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, "The Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." The Holy Spirit, who has been present since creation, was poured out in abundance on the first Christian Pentecost. While Genesis 11, 1 to 9 indicates that the plurality of languages and dialects resulted in disunity, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit gave a renewed emphasis to the unity established through God's universal language of faith. The epistle for the day indicates that the multitude came together and they were bewildered because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. The Holy Spirit desires to save people through the means of grace, the Word of God, and the Holy Sacraments. The mission of the Holy Spirit is to return people to God's original plan at the time of creation. By the power of the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, proclaimed by the followers of Jesus Christ, became and still becomes the one universal language of faith, consisting of both law and gospel. You and I, together with all people, are by birth and action sinners. Many people, including ourselves, do not like to hear that we are by birth and action sinners. Through the universal language of faith, through the proclamation of God's law, you have been led by the Holy Spirit to acknowledge and confess, you and I, our sinfulness. Through the universal language of faith, through the proclamation of the gospel, you and I have been able to call on the name of the Lord. You and I have been united together with other believers in a fellowship of faith. In a small measure, some of us recently evidenced the unity brought about by the one universal language of faith. During the first week of this spring quarter, we heard lessons read here in chapel from Hmong, Spanish, and English. As believers in Jesus Christ, our crucified, risen, ascended, and returning Lord, we anticipate being part of the throng described in Revelation chapter 7. After this, I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands and crying with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen.